grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
Something's funny. Put the whole class in on it.
We can't. Oh, okay.
As the teacher used to say.
We can't.
I'm also addicted to boobies.
You can't?
No.
I say you should.
No, we can't.
Okay.
No matter what the cost.
Oh, man.
It's for the satellite show.
On the street.
Now
it was a joke Peon threw out right before we started.
I didn't hear it. Now the audience is mad because they know the best show's already over.
Wow. Oh. You didn't hear it?
No.
Oh, I thought he told.
Yeah, no, I thought he told you.
Tell me again off the air. Oh, yes, yes, he did, about his friend, his best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's old. I heard that years ago.
I know.
Old joke. All I can say is this, folks. Here's the punchline. His blank tastes like blank. That's all we can tell you. That's as close as we can come.
Fill in your own blanks.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's the fourth day of November. Another sleepy, dusty Delta.
No, I don't think that's today.
It's the third of June.
What is it?
3rd of June.
Why can't I remember that?
I don't know.
You're right, it is the 3rd of June. And we like to start off like this. I got a couple of stories that are... Well, first of all, before we do the Burke segment, Dan, I'm sure you've already made plans and set your calendar for November 12th to go to the Wildy Theater in Edwardsville. You know who's going to be there?
Who's that?
Carolyn Grimes.
Carolyn Grimes?
Yes.
Who's that?
Really?
Well, I you know what? I'll tell you who it is. She's the only living cast member from It's a Wonderful Life. She's the little girl.
Oh, Zuzu.
Zuzu. And the reason I thought you should go there, now she's like, 67 or something.
Yeah.
But the reason I thought you should go there is, look, I don't know how many people, quite frankly, I don't know who would go see.
What does she do?
Well, I don't know. I think she has spent the rest of her life going around saying, I was Zuzu.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pedals and hands them out.
It says that she was in The Bishop's Wife with Cary Grant and Rio Grande, or is it Rio Grande or Rio Grande?
Rio Grande.
Rio Grande with John Wayne. But that's it. I mean, she's... You know, she was the little girl, and I thought if Dan went over and did that, go and give him that Jimmy Stewart thing.
Zuzu's pedals, there they are! There they are! Merry Christmas, everybody!
If you went over there and did that, she'd probably light up. It would be the closest she could come to getting in a time machine and being with Jimmy Stewart again.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. You know what? I will, I know the person that books over there, and,
Is it Al?
Yes, it is. Al Canal. Al Canal over at the Wilder Theater.
Well, now you got to people that don't know. You need some explanation there.
Al Canal has a cleft palate, and he did stand-up comedy for a number of years.
He's the only stand-up comic I've ever heard of with a cleft palate.
I know.
Just like Josh Blue is the only stand-up comic with cerebral palsy that I've ever known. And Al Canal... the thing he's got going for him is it doesn't matter if what he's saying is funny, because hearing him say it,
I know,
and knowing he's okay, laughing at it is funny.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Her name is Carolyn Grimes, and yes, she played young Zuzu and Zuzu Bailey in A Wonderful Life. So I thought I'd give you a heads up. I didn't know if you knew it or not.
I did not.
November 12th, the Wildly Theater from 2 to 7, they're going to actually play It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen, and she'll be there, at both screenings to sign autographs and talk to the audience. Now, wouldn't it be something if you went there and just kind of raised your hand and she said yes, and you went, Jimmy Stewart.
Is usual, don't you know me?
Yeah. They'd probably escort you out.
Don't you recognize me?
Now, another opportunity to have a book signed would be South Main Street in St. Charles. Let me get the date here. Well, it just says later this month. Well, that's funny. There's no date. Zipra Zeppa.
What?
Yeah, he'll be at the Fraser Leonard Fine Art Gallery, South Main Street, to sign copies of his autobiography For a Greater Purpose. Says the signing will be at 2 p.m. Here's the weird thing. There's no date here.
Oh.
It's no date. It says the signing will be at 2 p.m. For those who don't know, every once in a while you hear Mike Evans say, is that Zipper Zapper?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he means Zipper Zapper. Zipper Zeppa, in the 80s, hit this town as a sportscaster on TV, and he owned it. He owned sports.
When I was a kid, I remember the Zippo Awards, looking forward to, I don't know how often he did those.
Once a week. He was such an odd character that he was unlike any other sports guy. Remember, we had Tim Van Gelder.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like a quarterback. He was a good-looking guy. He looked like a Joe Namath or something. And then we had various other sports people over the years. Jim Boland for a while did sports.
He did. Mike Bush was sports over at Channel 5 for a while during that time.
And then here comes this Zipper Zeppa, this goofy-looking crazy guy. And boy, the town just, they loved him.
And then what happened? He kind of just did he decide to leave on his own?
Yes, I think he did. Yeah. I think he's very religious.
I know he went to work for Mers Goodwill for a while. I don't know if he still does that, but
I think he's dedicated the whole rest of his life from that point on to just serving God, and he's very religious, and that's fine. And I don't know that he could have gone much longer, because that was an act that would burn itself up eventually. You know, it was so bizarre that I think it had run its course. So he's probably smart to get out when he did. So he's got a book, and you could go to that. And it's hard to do an impression of Zipper Zeppa. He's not somebody that would be an easy...
Yeah.
It's just not... He was one of a kind and is different, but not in terms of doing an impression. So does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, this is... His name is Ian Geis. I don't like that name, so I call him Peon. It just doesn't seem like it fits you. But it doesn't seem like it fits you. Peon fits you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
You're welcome. And now here's Peon.
Thank you very much. From time to time, I stumble upon usually it's a list of different facts or something, and share them. And
I just thought of a great idea.
What's that?
If you, when this ends, and it will, this radio thing, if we get some new advertisers, you could open an ice cream parlor, Geis Cream. Geis Cream. It's meant to be.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Meant to be.
I've always thought if I had the money, I would open up like an old time.
Like soda shop
soda
or
fountain.
Something?
See? I'm on
ice
something.
Cream shop. Yeah, you.
Geis Cream.
Geis Cream.
And now I have the name. Thank you.
Well, I'll give it to you. I'll charge you. If you use it, I'll charge you. I'll sue you.
so these are facts about the human body. I thought most of these were pretty interesting.
I love the human body.
I do, too.
Especially that breast part on women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the first one I'll kind of have to dance around just because there are words in there. The male, how a male has a child, there's a certain act involved with that.
First of all, a male can't have a child.
Well, how he participates and produces.
Inception.
So they have, I guess, studied this and found out that the rate it comes out is 27 miles per hour.
Now, when you say it comes out, we don't know.
The stuff?
Yeah.
We're adults here. This is semen.
Okay.
Comes out at how fast?
27 miles per hour.
It's not very fast.
Well, that's not.
I don't think it is.
I think that's fair. I think that's fairly fast.
Okay.
The next one, it says right before you vomit. And now everybody knows this feeling. Your mouth fills up with quite a bit of saliva. Mm-hmm. You know that feeling? That's
No, because I haven't thrown up in 30 years.
Really?
Yeah, but I remember
but
that
everybody
feeling.
Remembers when you know you're getting sick, that your mouth just keeps it producing. And it said it normally happens 30 to 45 seconds before you are going to vomit. And it does this to help protect your mouth from the acids in the vomit.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can't, and it's almost like you can't swallow. You're like going.
Yes,
no, you're trying spasming.
Right, yeah. And you're trying to hold it back. Yeah, no, it's not a good feeling.
Oh, I will do anything to avoid that. My wife hasn't done it for quite a while, but when she feels like it's even coming on, she's one of those, goes in, fingers down the throat, over with.
I can't do that.
I cannot do that.
I do, too, because no, you feel so much better.
I've
after,
never been able
can't
to do
it.
That.
Yes.
I hate throwing up, and thank goodness. It's been at least 30, maybe more.
Next one, when a pregnant woman suffers organ damage, such as a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
the fetus can send stem cells to the damaged organ to help repair it.
Whoa.
She's good. Yeah, I thought that was fairly interesting.
Wow.
Humans, I've never heard this term before. Humans are deuterostomes. Did you know that?
You can't say deuter.
Deuter.
Deuterostomes. D-E-U-T-E-R-O-S-T-O-M-E-S.
Hey, dude, I'm stoned.
Doctor, my bowel movements seem awfully hard. Well, you have doo-doo of stone.
So what that means, that term, what that means is that the hole that became your mouth was formed after the hole that became your...
anus?
Yes, exactly. Oh. So there was a point in your development where you were basically just, and this article uses, you were basically just an a-hole. That's...
Hey, for some people, that continues.
Yes,
they
birth.
Never
they never that, fully developed.
That second hole never overcomes the first.
That's my ex-wife. She never fully developed.
The next one, your heart rate slows when you when your face touches water. It's called the mammalian dive reflex.
Huh.
The muff dive reflex.
No, mammalian. Like mammal, mammalian.
No, your heart usually races when you do that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was next thinking. One, the inside of your cheek is made of the same tissue as the inside of the woman's private area.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Really?
That's what it says here.
Hold
that
on.
That would explain something.
What's that?
So that would explain why something feels good.
That's what this list makes a point of saying, but I wasn't going to share that, so I'll just let everybody think on their own. The next one, the average person passes gas enough in 24 hours to fill a standard child's balloon.
Standard what? Child's balloon?
Balloon,
what's a child's balloon?
I would assume just a normal balloon. I don't know. I don't know what makes a child's
balloon. Like a happy birthday
balloon. Or maybe one of those helium ones, those Mylar.
If my wife drinks milk, she can do a whole hot air helium.
Oh, man.
A Goodyear blimp with five people in it.
She can go to Forest Park and lift off.
The next one, at the onset of high stress, your blood thickens. This is to encourage clotting of blood in the case of a physical attack.
What?
Yeah. It says this is often why stress contributes to heart attacks.
Huh. Oh, because your blood thickens and then... Whoa.
You just said that.
Yeah, that's what I
no,
said.
No,
that. the next one, the average male arousal uses about 2 tablespoons of blood.
That's it?
Yes.
Not mine.
Which is about the same amount of blood as is in a gerbil. I don't know why that list felt
a gerbil
to make the yeah, that's what.
So a gerbil could live and have all the blood it needs if it had the
from
same
one,
amount
of
weaning
one arousal.
For a boner.
Yeah. Next one, you can always see your nose, but your mind just ignores it.
Wait a minute, let me.
Because if you kind of look down,
no,
it's there. It's always there.
Yeah,
but
it's
your mind
of there
is kinda,
off to the corner.
Mm-hmm. Your mind knows it's always there, but just figures, I'm just going to ignore it.
It's there.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. The tongue is the only muscle in the body only connected at one end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next one, and you probably know about this because you've had a lot of issues with your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
There's urea in the eye boogers you develop while sleeping. This basically means you pee from your eyes while you sleep.
Oh. All the things I've been through that has
never
come up.
Never come up?
That's
there's
never
urea
been
in there?
No.
Urea.
I have two more here. Yeah, urea. That's one of the things that makes up your urine.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think the there's urea in cigarettes as well.
Really?
Yeah. The next one, there's actually a blind spot in your vision, but your brain fills it in. I don't know where. They don't give any more details than that, but I don't know where the... And lastly, pollen is essentially plant sperm. Therefore, this makes hay fever an STD.
Huh.
Since no one voluntarily takes in pollen, this person says, I've concluded that we're all being sexually abused by trees.
That could be.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
So that was it.
Darn thing.
The list.
That's a good list. Dan, did you have anything?
I do not.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Good response from the presidential trivia, so I will finish my list of things you didn't know about presidents. What I thought I'd do is get some business out of the way, take a break, come back, give you some more of that, then give you a chance to call. Today's Wednesday, so after the 4 o'clock news break, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us. If you have a pet, it's free advice from a guy who loves your pets as much as you do. He's crazy about them. Good at what he does, so that'll be after 4 o'clock break. So I'll do some business, we'll come back and do some more presidential stuff, and then I have a couple of stories in the news that, I've heard of this before, we all have, human spontaneous combustion. I don't know that I believe in it.
I do, I've heard some
stories
about
this. But I also can't definitively say it doesn't exist, because... I guess if the chemical components are there and the right conditions, anything can happen and anything can explode. And if a can of oily rags can burst into flame, and they can, why couldn't particular components inside your body have the exact right chemical reaction to burst into flames? And there are cases. There's one now that's just happened in Germany. And they want to say it's suicide, but they can't find a way to prove it's suicide or that there was any foul play. This woman's sitting on the park bench, it caused me to pull up some other stories that are documented of. And I watched.
Have you ever seen some of those black and white photos of where nothing else in the room is scorched except the area where the person was sitting?
Yes, and I was just going to say, this morning I went because of this story, and I looked up some spontaneous combustion. Now, you can always say, well, anybody can produce that photograph. You just burn something in the room and go, oh, look, somebody burned up here. But I watched a couple of scientists interviewed, and they, once you listen to them, you walk away thinking, okay, I could burst into flames, I guess. And there's still a lot of questions and a lot of mystery around it. But we'll get to that story and some other stuff after I talk to you about Ballast Dental Care. And nobody's more qualified than I am to talk about them. Well, I'll take that back. Here's who's more qualified. Anybody who's gone there for longer than 42 years, because I think they've been around about 45 years. So, yeah. Somebody, 43-year patient, 44-year. Maybe, but there aren't many people who know more about it than I do, because I have gone there 42 years, and I have a great offer for you, sort of a reward for being AM and the PM. Here's what it is. There is a price, normally, for oral sedation consultation, and certainly for the actual oral sedation. And that price for both of those is $350. Right now, you don't pay that. It's free. That's right. That's your AM and the PM. Or you could choose this, free professional whitening system to all new patients. Now, that's a $310 value, so you're going to choose one or the other, but together, you're looking at, here, $350 and $310. Ooh. Even though you can't do both, it's still
$350 and
a total value that they're giving away.
Like,
$18,432.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, the benefits of being AM and the PM.
Oh, yeah.
They never end.
Mm-mm.
So there's the deal. And oral sedation is a great thing for people who are just scared to death of going to the dentist or need extensive work done. And I know that there are lots of people listening right now who fall into one or both of those categories. And I see every day, and you do too, people who They don't want to smile. They half smile. They cover their mouths when they smile. They don't want people to see their teeth. And I know it's expensive to get a lot of work done, and I know not everybody has insurance. I know all of that. But here's what you need to know. You need to find a way to get this done, and they'll discuss some financing options, I'm sure, with you, because the longer you put this off, it's just going to become more expensive and extensive. There is a there's a guy who's taking care of my dad. It's a husband and wife. It's a small nursing home, and they kind of run the place. And this guy's a wonderful guy, but he has seriously about six teeth, like three on the bottom and three on the top. And I feel bad for the guy because I know he can't eat a lot of foods. I know he has to. He has to have the toothache, a bad toothache on occasion. And he's out in San Diego and Ballast Dental Care's in St. Louis. I'd love to put the two together. Well, listen, you're close enough. If you're listening, most of you listening are in the St. Louis area, you can get to the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And there are a couple of good reasons to do it right there. They'd love to have you as a patient. They'll get you in pretty quickly. There won't be any of those. Well, the first opening is 6 months from now. No. They'd love to have you. And you'll be really, really glad you did this. Ballast, the dental clinic you thought never existed. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's see how the roads look right now with Tim Weiland.
Looks like we have a stalled vehicle on westbound 4064 right at Lindbergh. It's on the shoulder, but it looks like they may have the right lane partially blocked, and that's causing a backup now that goes just a little bit west of Highway 170. And then we have northbound 55. That right lane is slowing from Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
The Taliban are watching us, and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Going?
Too many never made it home. This Veterans Day, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
Do you have at least 5 years of experience in installing gutters? I know that's not a question you get asked often. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation, and we're in need of experienced gutter installers. Aladdin Insulation is a company with a 65-year-old track record. We offer competitive pay and benefits along with year-round work. Aladdin Insulation installs gutters for residential customers and light commercial buildings. We require a drug, MVR, and background checks. A company vehicle will be provided along with necessary machinery. If you want to find out what Aladdin can offer you in the way of quality employment, call me, Steve Mace at Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or visit our website at trueteam.com. That's TRU team.com. Aladdin Insulation is an equal opportunity employer. 636-947-8000, Aladdin Insulation.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over.
You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion in an incredible limited-time offer. You can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years' experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. At the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. If you own a business, then call Computer Clinic. And if you're on the internet, and who isn't, Computer Clinic can install programs or remove adware and viruses remotely. They even sell Android boxes, M boxes, and OT boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
The smarter way to manage business expenses. Presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And this is Sarah. It's Sunday Fun Day on Soul School. Grab your best drink.
And tune in and tell us what you think as we explore the lighter side of life, discussing life's moments in an unforgettable way.
This week, we'll be talking about love at first sight and how it exists in all relationships. Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Soul School, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
What goes up must come down.
I have always hated this song.
Really?
This and anybody really know what time it is?
Yeah.
Those two. Oh, my goodness. I can't stand it. Spinning wheel. I guess that's a reference to a carousel, right? A painted pony.
I guess so. Yeah.
Spinning wheel. Yeah. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna talk to you real quickly about pain and feet and our solution possibly, and that'll open up a whole lot of time where you can call and join in after I share this what looks to be a spontaneous combustion story. And then I'm gonna play you an interview I did with a Frenchman. I've never played this before. He burst into flames while I was speaking with him.
Whoa.
I'll never forget it. It was a horrible, horrible sight. But first, let's talk about foot pain. Let's start with your feet. You have pain in your feet, particular plantar fasciitis, the good feet stores. You have pain in your knee, hip, back, headaches, very possibly also the good feet stores for relief. And the reason is they found, through a lot of research and a lot of studies and a lot of experiments, that lots of people, I don't know if it's most people, lots of people, I walk with my feet pointed outward, kind of like a duck. Some people walk and they roll over to the outside and they wear the outside of their heels off. Well, what you're doing is you're putting a lot of pressure on one particular part of your foot or feet that weren't designed to take all that pressure. Your body was designed to take the pressure and have it evenly distributed throughout your feet so that when you stand, no one particular part of your feet is under undue pressure. When they are, it creates pain, and it might not always manifest itself in the feet. It could be somewhere else. So the researchers and scientists that were behind this whole good feet idea decided and realized that they could shift very slightly the weight distribution when you stand and walk in such a way that you experience, in many, many cases, immediate relief. So what I'm asking you to consider is going to the Good Feet store, either of the two. I'm going to give you the addresses in a minute. You don't need an appointment, and they'll ask you where the pain is, and they'll take an impression. It's easy. It's not like an X-ray or one of those MRI. You stand on a piece of carbon, makes an imprint, and you leave your sock on. That's a good thing. Women have pretty feet, usually. I bet Roseanne doesn't have pretty feet.
No.
But
yeah.
You know, most women have pretty feet. Guys, not so pretty, especially after you get older. So you leave your sock on, and they can tell from that imprint what needs to be altered. And it's so slight that you're not going to get up and walk around with the insert in your shoe and fall down. Oh, whoa, this feels weird. No, what hopefully you'll say is this feels fantastic, and man, there's the relief I've been looking for. That's what we're hoping for you. Two locations, Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet store is goodfeetstlouis.com. Now, here's the story. In Feinsberger, Tigisblatt, Germany, pedestrians, it's about 7 o'clock in the evening, witnessed in horror as a woman who was sitting on a park bench at a playground burst into flames. And they said she never made a sound. She didn't scream. And I went back and I read these other accounts, and that's typical, that the person burning doesn't scream. It's like they don't know they're burning. Now, one report, somebody said they saw a couple of men in the vicinity, and they ran away, and somebody else said that they thought maybe she tried to commit suicide, but they can't find any. Usually there's some sort of accelerant or nothing. And so I got to looking around about this and studying, and here's what I came up with. There is there's one case on file where there's a witness to somebody spontaneously. Now, in this case in Germany, it seems to be that case as well. Prior to that, there was only one. But let's start with this. 1967. Bruce, you got that creepy music? Because this is kind of creepy. And, you know, that woo. Yeah, there you go. 1967, England, a bus. Somebody noticed on a passenger bus, from the bus, they looked up and saw blue flames in the window of an apartment. They thought it was maybe a gas leak. So she had the bus driver notify the fire department. They get into the place. They find Robert Francis Bailey, a homeless man. And he is burning, and blue flame is coming out of his abdomen.
Whoa.
Yeah. It has made a slit and burst. In other words, the flame cut its way through and was shooting out of his abdomen. Jeanette Kazmirazak lived with her husband and her son in France in the 1970s. Her husband disappears mysteriously. She contacts authorities. They try to find him. They can't find anything. And a few days later, her son's out with some friends. They find Jeanette's body, except for her legs, and just a pile of ash in an otherwise undisturbed apartment. In other words, nothing around her was burned, just like her body burned. Now, this is the only other case of a witness, except maybe this German thing if it pans out. Mentally disabled woman who lived with her dad. Her dad cared for her. Her dad one day, the disabled woman, I'm assuming that means she was in a wheelchair. Her dad, who's her caretaker, sees a flash out of the corner of his eye, and he turns and realizes she's on fire. And he says she sat quietly in the chair. There was no reaction, no indication she was in pain, and she is on fire. So he attempts to put the fire out. He's left with horrible burns on his hands. She lived through the combustion, but slipped into a coma and then died shortly after that. And it says, this indicates one of the strangest parts of human combustion. It takes a very hot flame to reduce a human body to ash. That's why these crematoriums, they're real hot.
Yeah.
Because if there's a fire, you know, they go in and they pull out the remains. It's not ashes. There's still some charred burn. I know this is horrible to talk about, but I think this spontaneous combustion thing is pretty interesting. And it says in almost all of the cases of spontaneous combustion, there are no burns anywhere in the room, anywhere around the body, except for the one spot where the person burned. And it says, whatever the cause, it almost seems to knock the person out, render them unconscious just before they burst into flame, which is why they don't scream or anything. Now, I hope I can do this.
No.
About 10 years ago, I interviewed, there was a guy in St. Louis from France, and he was interested in radio, and he wanted some sort of representation of the French people or a station. You know, we have a Bosnian station in town, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wanted a French station, and he was talking to me, like I knew anything, because I don't about that.
Just getting some advice.
And some advice, some radio advice, and...
I think I remember you...
I was shaken.
Yeah.
Remember I came in that day?
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, what did I say? I want to talk about
it. Yeah.
Well, this is why. I still have the recording. I'll just play it. You'll hear me kind of in the background. He's closer to the mic. Well, Jacques, I'm happy to do anything I can, but I don't know anything about France much. I don't speak the French language. I don't know what I can do to help you with the radio station.
Well, I was thinking this, that... maybe you could walk me through what you do and get the ISB 550. And I go, I am not feeling very well. Something must have...
He didn't scream or anything?
Wow.
I can't get that out of my head.
I didn't hear you in the background either. Did you?
I was stunned.
The
that
fire
was a shock.
Was destroyed the tape machine.
Wow!
Well, thank you. It didn't.
Did it?
No, otherwise you couldn't have heard it. The recording. Mm. I was in shock. I was treated for shock actually.
Wow!
I didn't speak for 2 hours.
Yeah.
They said what happened. I remember I said nothing because I thought they'd think I'm crazy, making it up or something.
Wow. And then you came into work that day, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm a trooper.
Yeah.
No, I was in.
That was early in the morning, I think, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still have burnt jock fumes in your nose. It's hard to talk.
Yeah. Burnt jock or Jacques?
No, Jacques, not jock.
Oh.
I wasn't talking to an athlete whose jock caught on fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There are two different ways to pronounce that, jock and jock?
Jacques.
It's not Jacques Strap?
No.
No. In France it is. I guess in France they go, in me my Jacques Strap.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know that.
Here we are laughing. There's a man dead, for goodness sakes.
Well, it was 10 years ago.
Spontaneous combustion. We have a couple minutes to chat if you'd like to before we get Dr. Doug in here after the news break. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. That KTRS is 5877. Thank a cop. Yeah. Shame on you, Post-Dispatch. My goodness. You know what? I stopped taking and subscribing to you because of your political slant on everything. And then I go online to read, and I see this morning where you have that huge article about one half of black millennials experience police violence. Shame on you. for printing an article implying that there's, you know, blowing out of proportion this police violence thing. I'm sick of that. Go find out how many cops there are in this country and then find the number of the bad cops. It's a teeny tiny little bitty, not any greater than any other workplace where you find people who aren't what they're supposed to be. So thank a cop when you see one. Sean is on. Sean, how are you?
Hey, guys. AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I hope that wasn't too disturbing, that audio I played of that guy blowing up in front of me.
Oh, God. You know, how traumatizing.
Well, yeah. Well, I made it through it. I don't know how. I had a little bit of counseling, but not that, much.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, true story, too. What can we do for you, Sean?
No, nothing. I had a busy, crazy day at work, and I can always count on you guys for a laugh. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. That's why we're here. We're public servants, public laugh servants.
There you go.
Is there anything else?
Have a great day.
Well, that's it. You just wanted to say something nice?
Yeah, that's all I got. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, Sean.
Count on the perfect laugh.
All right, thank you, Sean, everybody. Yeah. Good listener. Nice call. Up next is Tom. Tom, how are you? Tom, are you there?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah. Hey, not to bring up an old subject, but, you know, when the Arch had its little birthday gig last week or the week before, whatever it was, I don't know if you know this, but you're part of history. Your show is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I was on the job when they put the lights in the ground to light the Arch up.
Okay.
And the night we were supposed to aim them and get them all situated, the AP, and I was at UPI, is that right?
Yeah, United Press International, Associated Press.
Yeah, they came in and they wanted to do, you know, the guy had his little paper, you know, his notepad, and he wanted to do, you know, get a couple things. Well, they yelled at me and said I couldn't talk about it. It's hush, hush, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, there's four whole gigantic holes in the ground. How is it hush, hush?
Yeah.
So they called my boss, and my boss called and said, you are under no terms to talk to anyone about it. It's a hush-hush. So we left work, and that night on the way home, before I had to come back at night, I called your show. Karen Vale was there, and I told you about it and explained how it was, blah, blah, blah. Well, the next thing you know, we come back at 6 at night, and there was every news station, every news source you wouldn't believe was there.
And that's the power of the Big 550, buddy.
Yep.
And I got confirmation from April Simpson from Fox 2 that's where she heard me babbling on about it.
TV people get their stories from listening to us.
That's right. The news comes first here.
Yeah. Where the news comes before it comes first.
I got fired for it, but it was worth it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get fired.
Well, it's... My boss happened to be my uncle, so it was...
That helps.
Okay, then I almost said the word.
What was that?
I don't know what he did.
I'm not saying it. So have a good day, and yesterday you had me cracking up. I almost had to pull over.
Oh.
All right, thank you, Sean. Was he having a stroke?
I don't know what happened.
Let's get Tom in here. Hello,
that
Tom.
Was Tom.
No, that was Tom.
I'm sorry. Let's get Doug in here. Maybe I'm having a stroke. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing better than the last guy, it sounds like.
Hard-working guy. He's probably just tired.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a simple question for you. I know you used to fly, or I don't know if you still do or not, but you got your helicopter license, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you enjoy that more than fixed-wing stuff, or did you...
Absolutely. No, without any question, it is the absolute greatest flying there is flying a helicopter.
What make were you flying when you... Do you still fly it at all, or...?
I don't. I sold it. It was a Robinson.
Oh, okay. Did you have the 22?
Yes.
That's a neat little helicopter. I know they got a turbine out now, but I was just curious what you were flying...
Well, that was the affordable one that I could afford to fly, and I wanted a 44, but yeah, if I'd had the money years prior, I would have never even probably flown a fixed wing. I would have just jumped right into a helicopter. It is such a thrill, and the most fun you can have flying.
Well, they always say that it's harder for a guy that's fixed wing to fly one than somebody that's never flown.
But it wasn't for me. I went from fixed wing to helicopter, and in 1 week, it's like I'd done it my whole life. And in 5 weeks total, I had a license. From day one to 5 weeks later, I was licensed, rented a helicopter, and flew it down to Tennessee to see my parents.
That sounds great. Did you learn in the 22?
Yes.
Well, that sounds good. I was just curious if you were still flying at all or not.
No, not now. Maybe okay. maybe one day. Thank you, Doug.
All right. See you later, guys.
You too. There goes Doug. Interested in talking about flying. I have just not a lot of time, but just enough time to give you a couple of these other presidential things. I'll do a little business, and then we'll move over so the news and Dr. Doug can come in. The president of the United States who fathered more children than any other president. Any idea?
My goodness.
Fathered
no.
more.
John Tyler. John Tyler had two wives and 15 children.
Whoa.
8 by his first and 7 by his second. And John Tyler, when he fathered his last child, was 70.
Wow. Hey.
There you go. And Martin Van Buren wrote an autobiography after he was president. And in the entire autobiography, he was married 12 years. He never once mentioned his wife. Boy, I'd like to see what happened in that house when she got a hold of that book and looked through it. Like, honey, I'm not even in here.
Yeah.
That's right. You're not. All right. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Winter, as we get into winter, is kind of a slow time for them. Boy, I would love nothing more than for you folks to call Window World in the winter, and they go, what the heck happened? We normally don't get this many calls through the winter. And you go, I mean, the PM, that's what happened. And they have some other products, too, they can talk to you about. But their real claim to fame, and everything they do well. They do it with the same passion and perfection they do the windows, whether it's siding or entry doors. But you got well over 40,000 houses in the St. Louis area that have Window World windows in them. And it is a true statistic and fact that it is the number one replacement window in the country because they are all over the country. Now, in St. Louis and the Metro East, it's locally owned. John and Jim, a couple of nice guys, they own Window World in the St. Louis area. An office in Illinois, office in Missouri. Complete 100% lifetime warranty, meaning labor, glass breakage, everything's included. They use their own people. They don't grab somebody, hey, we got a little extra work. You want to